You're listening to SBS News. COVID-19 continues to spread through Indigenous communities, including in Wilcannia in the far west of New South Wales, which has had another 4 cases. They're among the 1,217 cases detected in New South Wales, which has also reported another 2 COVID-related deaths. The head of the National COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, Lieutenant General John Fruin, has told NITV the rising case numbers in western New South Wales over recent weeks show how dangerous the Delta variant can be.
We've seen in western New South Wales how quickly Delta can take hold in a community and how deadly it can be and how fast it can move. Vaccines are the best way to protect not only yourself but your communities and families from this disease. The science has delivered safe and effective vaccines. We've got the vaccines now. We just need to have people understand how important this is and how urgent it is, and really work together to get as many of us vaccinated as we can, as quickly as we can.
The federal government has announced 30 Indigenous communities in Western Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, the Northern Territory and South Australia will be part of a vaccination blitz. General Fruin says 10 remote and 20 non-remote communities have been identified for priority attention.
It might be additional doses, it might be additional funding, in some cases it's additional workforce to help the health services that are there already. In all of the communities there will be very tailored information for those communities, worked with the local leaders so that we know the messaging is right and appropriate. But then in some of the areas we're going to do mass hubs, big clinics, family days, events that will help bring the community out. We've also seen in Western New South Wales, very intensive efforts to literally go from door to door. If it has to be that sort of stuff, then all of those things will come into the mix. But we're looking for any opportunity to help convince communities and then to get them vaccinated as quickly as possible.
36.3% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are now fully vaccinated, a figure that's been revised down from 38.7% following the detection of a software error which artificially inflated the Indigenous vaccination rate in Victoria. That correction has taken the first dose rate in Victoria down from more than 60% to about 45%. Overall, just over 43% of all Australians over 16 are now fully vaccinated. The ACT is extending its lockdown for another 4 weeks after recording 22 new local cases. In Victoria, a man in his 20s has died with COVID-19 at his home in Melbourne's north. The infection was only detected by a post-mortem analysis by forensic staff, and his death is being referred to the coroner. A woman in her 80s from Brimbank also died with coronavirus. Victoria had another 445 cases, and the state government is planning to announce a plan this Sunday to come out of lockdown after it completes a review of modelling by the Burnet Institute. The state is getting closer to its 70% first dose target, with almost 67.5% of Victorians aged 16 and over having had their first dose. The government has announced a new $22.1 million mental health support package for those struggling during the pandemic. It includes 20 pop-up community mental health services, with 8 in regional Victoria and 12 in Metro Melbourne, which the government says will be operating by the end of this month. Psychiatrist Patrick McGorry has welcomed the funding, saying young people are really struggling, with some being turned away from emergency departments when presenting with life-threatening mental health conditions.
Young people can't survive and flourish unless the scaffolding around them is strong and able to cope. And we all know that the parents of Victoria are really struggling at the moment. The teachers are, the mental health workforces as well. So a government that focuses on mental health and physical health at the same time is a rare beast. And that's what we're seeing today.
Leaders of Melbourne's ultra-Orthodox community have failed to convince the government to allow them to gather in small prayer groups during Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish year, which begins on Wednesday night. They wrote to the government explaining that, unlike other religious groups, they can't use online broadcasts or technology on high holy days. They proposed allowing small groups with density limits, check-in protocols, masks and social distancing, and suggested that services normally held in synagogues could be conducted outdoors. Last week, police attended a synagogue and issued $5,000 fines to people who attended an illegal gathering as they marked Rosh Hashanah, the two-day holiday for the Jewish New Year. Deputy Premier James Molino says it's not possible to accommodate the request under the health orders in place.
I know this is difficult for everyone, for faith communities. The Jewish community have got some very holy days coming up. I know how difficult this is, but there's not the ability through the CHO directions to provide a carve-out for any particular activities.
And Western Australians aged over 60 will be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine from next week. The move is expected to address hesitancy among seniors, some of whom have held off from taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. Over 60s who've already had one dose of AstraZeneca won't be offered Pfizer, as current medical advice states that vaccines shouldn't be mixed. Premier Mark McGowan says around 60% of Western Australians aged over 60 are fully vaccinated and 84% have had at least one dose. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.